out and do an inspection and make sure these holy donuts are safe. You know what?
It did.
You're listening to South Florida's Good News Station, WCNO, Palm City.
This is God's plan for redemption, and it's good news.
Hello there, and welcome to this special resurrection edition of The Great Invitation. The Great Invitation goes out from the Father heart of God to every single human being, inviting us to be reconciled to his love, care, forgiveness, and provision through what Jesus has done on the cross, and then to receive his life to transform us in the inside, and then to become agents of his love, mercy, kindness, hope, goodness, and good cheer to the world around us. In today's Great Invitation, we're going to speak on the subject of the resurrection, the most important fact of history. Now, if the resurrection is just mere myth or a belief that Christians believe that Jesus lives, our faith is in vain. Christianity and the Judaism from which it comes are both grounded in historic facts. The fact of the Exodus, the fact of the call of Abraham, the fact of the throne of David, the fact of the coming of the Messiah, and the fact that this Messiah was to come not only to rule over Israel and rule over the whole world eventually, but this Messiah has come to save his people and to save as many as believe in him from their sins. Isaiah foretold that the Messiah would, God would place on him the sin of the world. In Isaiah chapter 53, the resurrection is the evidence that Jesus faithfully accomplished this mission. Jesus is the Lamb of God who takes away the sin of the world. If Jesus isn't risen from the dead, he's not even a prophet. He's a false prophet. But Jesus foretold his own death and resurrection over and over. And the Bible also, in the prophecies of David and in Isaiah, foretell that the Messiah would die and his body would not know corruption. And this is the great prophecy of the resurrection of Jesus in Psalm 16. There David wrote, nearly 1,000 years before the resurrection of Jesus, "Therefore my heart is glad, and my tongue rejoices. My body also will rest secure, because you will not abandon me to the realm of death, nor will you let your Holy One see decay." The Bible clearly shows that the Messiah would die, but the Messiah, the Bible also shows that the Messiah, his body, would not know decay. How can this be? The only way is that he is to be resurrected. Jesus is the firstborn of the dead. If Jesus isn't risen from the dead, then Christianity is a fraudulent religion. If Jesus is risen from the dead, it means that there is a new beginning for every single human being. This invitation to a new beginning goes out to every single human being, Catholic, Protestant, atheist, Jewish, Buddhist, Hindu, everything. Everyone is invited to get a new beginning. This fact of history means that God has begun a restart for human beings. Paul puts it this way in 1 Corinthians chapter 15, verses 14 to 20. "And if Christ is not risen, then our preaching is empty and your faith is also empty." In other words, we preachers of the gospel, such as the people on this program and then this station, we're all frauds. Our preaching is empty, and your faith is also empty. Yes, and we are found to be false witnesses of God, frauds, because we have testified of God that he raised up Christ when he did not raise him up. In fact, the dead do not rise. But if the dead do not rise, then Christ is not risen. And if Christ is not risen, your faith is futile. You are still in your sins. Then also those who have fallen asleep in Christ have perished. If in this life only we have hope in Christ, we are of all men to be the most pitied. But now Christ is risen from the dead and has become the first fruits of those who have fallen asleep. He is risen from the dead. It's not a myth. It's not simply a belief. It's a fact of history. And if we proclaim this fact of history, then all men must confront this fact. Do you believe that Jesus is the Messiah? Do you believe that Jesus has paid for your sins? Do you believe that Jesus can fill you with resurrection life? And if you do believe, are you willing to receive the forgiveness of sins and the atonement of your sins that only His death and resurrection can provide? It's a very important issue, because many parts of the world, 2/3 of the world, don't yet believe that Jesus is the Messiah. Many of them have never heard of this awesome fact of history. They think it's just some sort of a funny little belief system that Christians have that gives them fuzzy feelings. No, it's a solid, hard reality that Jesus died for our sins. In the typology of the temple, when the high priest went into the Holy of Holies on the Day of Atonement, the evidence that his sacrifice was accepted is that he came out alive. Then they knew that God had provided atonement for the sins of the people for another year. Jesus came out of the Holy of Holies, brought his blood to the Holy of Holies, and came alive, showed the nail prints on his hands and the mark where the spear had penetrated the area of his heart, showing that he was indeed the resurrected one. And as our high priest, he had paid, offered sacrifice of himself for the sin of the world. He himself bore our iniquities. What a wonderful reality. God has only two sorts of people, those whose iniquities and sins are born, and those who know it, and those who put their faith in it. Put your faith in this great fact. Put your faith in this great reality. Whether it's been part of your religious tradition or not, it's a fact of history. Today, this message is ringing loud and clear throughout the world. To every tribe, tongue, people and nation it goes. Jesus is alive. Jesus is the Savior of the world. Jesus has paid for the sins of the world. The resurrection is the evidence that this is real. And those who witnessed his resurrection, they laid their lives down as witnesses to this fact. If they were frauds, they would never have done this. They pay the ultimate price to bear witness to his resurrection. I believe with all my heart that Jesus has paid for my sins. And not only that, he has taken with himself the sinful, selfish, sin cancer of my nature that came in from Adam, the corrupt side of my nature. He's nailed it to the cross, and he's done what God foretold through the prophet Ezekiel. I'll give them a new heart, and I'll put my spirit within them. This is the most wonderful fact of history, and we're able to enter into the reality of this today. When reading of the resurrection, you'll see that the Gospels emphasize the historicity, the factuality of the resurrection. Jesus' tomb was guarded by Roman soldiers so that nobody could steal away the body. It also shows in the crucifixion accounts that Jesus was totally dead as he was laid in the tomb. When they saw the water and the blood coming out of his side, they knew that he was dead. They didn't even break the bones of his body. This also fulfilling the scriptures. He died. He didn't just fall into a coma. He died, as was foretold by the prophets. He died. And then on the third day, he rose again, as he himself foretold, as the prophets foretold. And he appeared to his disciples and then to 500 others. I like to read John's Gospel, which goes beyond the evidence of the resurrection of Jesus. It goes on to the ministry of Jesus to those who believe in them. In John's Gospel, chapter 20, and please read it carefully and slowly as God's message to you. Jesus has paid for your sins. Jesus gives you a new beginning. Jesus reconciles you to the love and the grace and the favor of the Father. Jesus has cancelled your record of wrongdoing. Jesus is restoring you to the Father's care, and Jesus puts his own spirit in us. Ezekiel prophesied, I will take out of the flesh the hearts of stone, and I will put my spirit within them. I'll give them a heart of flesh and put my spirit within them. Ezekiel 36:26. Let God not just forgive you. Receive not only the forgiveness and the reconciliation. Ask him to extract the sinful, selfish side of your nature, and ask him to replace it with his Holy Spirit. This is what Jesus did for his disciples on the day of the resurrection. And I'm going to read from John's Gospel, chapter 20, verses 19 and the following. On the evening of that first day of the week, that awesome day, when the disciples were together with the doors locked for fear of the Jewish leaders, Jesus came and stood among them and said, "Peace be with you." After he had said this, he showed them his hands and sighed. Then the disciples were overjoyed when they saw the Lord. What was special about his hands and sighed? They were the nail-pierced hands. It was the sword-pierced side. Again, Jesus said to them, "Peace be with you." He came to bring us peace with God. Justified by faith, we have peace with God. By faith in the fact that he's borne your sins, you have now peace with God, and the Father welcomes you home. "Peace be with you. As the Father has sent me, I am sending you." He's sending us out not only to be reconciled, but once we're to be reconciled, we in turn become ambassadors for him, agents of his love and mercy. He sends every one of us out, not just a few pastors and teachers and evangelists, but the whole body of Christ, the millions of us, each one of us communicating the message of the resurrection. And with that, he breathed on them and said, "Receive the Holy Spirit." That means reach out and take. Jesus will not force the Holy Spirit on you. We come to him, we say, "Oh Lord, I need that new heart. I see the corrupt element of my nature, and I ask you to replace it with your own spirit, that river of godly life to come within the middle of me, the Holy Spirit." And with that, he breathed on them and said, "Receive the Holy Spirit." Receive a participation in the divine nature. Receive not just earthly life that you were born with, but the heavenly life that has to be received by an act of will. And then he says, if you forgive anyone's sins, they are forgiven. If you do not forgive them, they are not forgiven. This great event of the resurrection, Christ has paid for our sins. He wants us to put our faith in that, be reconciled with that, with God. Confess and acknowledge him as your Savior and sin bearer. And then lay down the selfish Adamic part of your nature and ask Jesus to be the powerhouse, your engine for living, to live in you and to love through you, and put your life under the management of God and the management of Jesus, your Savior and your Lord. And say, "Lord, from now on, I'm going to conduct my life under your, in union with you and in harmony with your ways, living off your goodness and obeying you as you direct me to do the things you want me to do with my life every single day." That's the Christian commitment. He will raise you up to be a blessing. And it's a whole new start for you. I know that many of you listening to me are Christians in name only. You believe in the doctrines, but you've never done transactional business with the Lord. You've never said, "Lord, I am the chiefest of sinners and need you. Thank you for paying for my sins. I want to receive restoration with God through your work. I know that religion can't bring me into right standing. Faking it, singing a few hymns, I have to put my faith in what you've done for me. You paid for my sins on the cross, and now you're alive, showing that you've successfully done this. And I need a new spirit in me, your spirit, to replace the selfish side of my nature with yours." Well, that's the great invitation of today, the greatest invitation of all. And let's say this together. Lord Jesus, thank you for paying for my sins on the cross. And I thank you for restoring me to right standing with God the Father through what you did, paying for my sins on the cross. I believe with all my heart in the fact of the resurrection. And I ask you to live in my heart, put your spirit within me, so that the ungodly side of my nature can be replaced with your godly life, that the sinful side of my nature can be replaced with your spirit. And I receive you not only as my Savior, but as the Lord and the managing director of the rest of my life. I ask that you will raise me up to be one of your disciples and to be a voice for you and a servant of yours in my life. The Great Invitation is produced by Reconciliation Outreach and made possible by the donations of listeners like you. To contact us, go to our website, reconciliationoutreach.net, and press on the contact button there, or simply write to us, Paul and Nuala at comcast.net. Paul and Nuala at comcast.net. We'd love to hear from you. Bye for now, and may the good news be yours forever.
There are days when I wake up and my faith is cold and tired, and the light feels so dim. It's not like me just to give up, So I'm bringing you my dry bones, breathing me again. I need that wind to stop blowing. I need these eyes to be open. I need my heart to keep hoping. So I'm calling out.
Let me come back, and that was a blessing to come back and hear donations are coming in. Let's get those phone numbers out. Welcome, Ed Skiba.
I'm going to see if I'm awake enough to read. 772-221-1100 is the number to call. That's 772-221-1100.
Edward and Patty from Indiantown.
Ah.
It's on your direction, Ed.
That's where you're from.
$100 coming in by check. Thank you very, very much.
Great.
That leaves us with $76.35. We are making progress. But I'll tell you what, 12 o'clock is going to come pretty soon, and we really need to have this matched up by 12 o'clock.
Yeah. Let me say hi to my neighbors out there, Edward and Betty.
You know them?
I don't know if I know them, but... Myself, Edward, and my wife, Bonnie, would like to say hi to you. We're right there in Indianwood.
That's right.
That's right.
Right there. He's not there now, of course.
No, because he's
Ed's
here.
Ed's not there now. He's right here.
Yeah. Everybody's got to be somewhere.
Well, right, that's true.
Sheila from Port St. Lucie is making a $360 donation.
Oh, thank you, Sheila.
by check. Thank you, Sheila.
That's a circle of life, 360 degrees.
360, that's right. That's true. That is really awesome.
How you cook chicken for half an hour.
Trying to get through a little bit of mail here because lunchtime is coming.
It is.
And we need your call. Give us a call.
Amen.
Let us know what's on your heart.
And let's clarify that at noon, which is 41 minutes from now, this amount that's yet to be raised needs to be raised.
All of it.
To match that whole 11,000 and whatever it was. There's no flex in this. We need y'all to stand up.
Amen.
And give us a call. 772-221-1100.
And we do have a donation coming in from James in Boca. James in Boca, right, coming in by a money order. And that has been received. Thank you, James. And if you're listening this morning, we want to thank you for your donation of $150.
Amen.
$150. We're still at 70? Where are we here? This is going to leave us at 7,125. Well, it's come down a long ways. Come down a long ways, but we still have a long ways to go, don't we?
That's a
short time to get there.
All right. Let's see. What is this? This is something. This is from Richard in Palm Beach Gardens, making a $300 donation. Richard, we thank you for your donation. $300, that's a one-time gift, and it's made by a check. And so that's going to help us, too.
Wonderful. It's wonderful to watch people that get in the middle of God's will and do his bidding.
Amen.
Really is.
It is. Fantastic
really is.
To see that happen.
Well, we're under 7,000. We're at 6,825 now.
Praise the Lord.
I've got something else here. Let's see what this is. Patty from Port St. Lucie.
Port St. Lucie
is making a $30 a month donation.
Praise God!
And over the next 6 months, that turns into $180.
Matching funds.
That's
all right. Matching funds.
Go in
right there. Let's give those numbers out again because we need everybody to go to their phones right now and make that phone call.
Amen.
I'm looking around. He's waiting for me. 772-221-1100. That's 772-221-1100.
I love it that David always says 1100 for the people that can't find the 11 on their telephone.
Ed, now
one day there will be. Apple will come out with
an 11 on the
11.
Now, to those who the enemy's saying your gift isn't going to make a difference, Benjamin is making a monthly donation of $5.
Hey, way to go, Benjamin!
And this is an online donation, it's $5 a month. And almost everyone could make a $5 donation.
Yes. And this is the perfect time to do it because now is when you have your matching funds.
Up.
So that $5 a month is $10 a month.
Yes.
That's right.
So turns into $60 once it's doubled up.
Yeah.
So this is
way to go, Benjamin.
$30 coming in from Benjamin. So we're going to add that
name,
in.
That's a good name.
That is a
solid name.
That's a praise God. So let's give the phone number out. We are 35 minutes away, and we're running out of time.
772-221-1100.
That's right.
Yeah. Sorry, Jonathan, I didn't mean to cut you.
No, that was okay.
772-221-1100.
We're having dreams of that number currently this week,
Yes, that's it.
A repeat.
I'm going to enter all this into the computer, and we're going to be back in just a minute, but... We really need a miracle at this point.
Yeah, we do.
Yes,
and,
we do.
We got a big God.
God's in that business.
That's he right. is in yeah. that business. Right. Miracles. Someone, you're listening, and God's touching your heart. We're 6,645 away from fully matching this, and we need to fully match this.
Amen.
And so give us a call. Mm. We need to match it by 12 o'clock today.
Yeah.
Because, Ben, what was that number? It's close to 40,000 we need to raise today.
Yeah, we need 38. in change.
Yeah.
So
38,000.
Let's say 39,000 to 41,000 per day for the next few days to hit our mark.
Yeah, to get
so
there.
We've got, you know, like you said, we took the Friday off, you know,
right,
and we are trusting God, you know, for that decision, and He's going to take care of us. He's got this.
He's going to. Yep, he's going to
772-221-1100. You can also text WCNO to the numbers 24365. That's WCNO to the numbers 24365.
Amen.
Karen, let's get some phone numbers out here. We're looking for phone calls today to keep your good news station strong and on the air.
Yes, we are looking for calls to come in to 772-221-1100. 772-221-1100. Call, make your pledge or your donation. And you can also go to the website, WCNO.com, where you can do the same.
Matching funds right now until noon. Now's the time to call.
We have a prayer request coming in. We're going to lift that up. Before we do that, we have an angel donation that's coming in. from Port St. Lucie.
Hey, more Port St. Lucie.
And the angel is saying, I have enjoyed this station for many, many years, and is making a one-time pledge of $500.
Hey, look at that. So that $500.